So then, let's have a look at the Mechaber. So we're looking at the starting off with Siman Aleph Sif Dalet with Dine de Garmi, V'chein Din Hamoiser Danin Oison Dayonim Shenan Smuchim Beretz Yisrael. So on that he's taking the Loshon of the Rambam verbatim. He's combining two of the Rambam's halachas into one. So that's the Rambam in the Sanhedrin. Perik Hey Halacha Tes and Tesvov and Tezayin, where the Rambam says Dine Geromus Einan Kikanosus. So that the Rambam adds that. And by adding that gives us a bit of a sense of what the chiddush is in the Shulchan Aruch. Don't think that groma is a knas, and therefore, since groma is momen, govin oyson v'danin bohin b'chutz loritz. The shach in Shin Pei Vov brings. There's a long, very classical shach and sma in Shin Pei Vov, where he brings the day of the Ramban that garmi is d'oraisa. And he's choylek and says that the shach disproves the various rais and holds that garmi is a knas derabon. That me'ikar adin, we don't dan anything that's groma, anything that's not a direct damage. Midoraisa, we're not mechayev. And whether it's groma or it's garmi, there's so many different, and it gets complicated because there's some rishonim that learn there's no difference between groma and garmi, and there's some that learn that anything that's chayiv is garmi, anything that's potter is groma. Even in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah itself, there's a machlokes as to what constitutes groma and garmi. But a simple guideline, it doesn't always work, but a guideline is that if a person does a maiseh nezek, but not in the object that is the ultimate object that is damaged, then it's garmi. So for example, if a person burns somebody else's shtar, the act of burning somebody else's property, even though it's just a piece of paper, that act of burning is a maiseh nezek. So even though the shtar is not the damage is not the cost of the paper, but by burning the shtar, he's goyrem a further damage. So because the action is an act of damage, we see that as garmi, not as groma. Where a person doesn't do an act of damage, such as gives a chereshoit of a koton, a flaming torch, and the chereshoit of a koton runs into the fields, handing a flaming torch to another person is not a maiseh nezek. So that's groma. So that helps kind of divide them more or less into categories, but there are exceptions. But there are rishonim that hold that there's no difference between them, that whether danim dine degarmi or not danim. What's important here is that the Rambam's view, clearly that garmi, all those gromas which we are mechayiv in the Gemara, are all categorized as garmi, and it's a proper din nezikin. It's nezik d'oraisa. It's not any kind of a knas. It's nezik d'oraisa, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Dine de garmi is something that we can be done in chutz loritz because it's not a knas. We can be done dine de garmi in chutz loritz because garmi is proper nezik, as the Rambam says. The shach brings on the Shulchan Aruch right here. He refers to his doubts and says, "Einikam sima samach vov she'erachti sham," and also in Shin Pei Vov, "she'erachti sham e dine de garmi chayiv mishum dine oy knasa." Is this a knas of the Rabbonin that because, and the knas of the Rabbonin is simply that if we hold by the Doraisa and we're not mechayev cases of groma, people could get at each other in a nasty way, people could cause nezikin to one another without any kind of chiyuvim. In which case, the Rabbonin introduce a chiyuv for garmi as a knas, as a way to disincentivize people from doing that kind of thing, is the way that the shach would learn it. Even though even if you hold that it's a din knas, what's interesting is there's a Vilna Gaon. I don't know if you have a full Shulchan Aruch open, you're just a close, but if you have a full Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon says, Dina de Garmi וכן הרמב״ם, ולכאורה דעות אזיל לשיטוסוי דסביר לידי מדינה חייב, it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are going lishitosayhu, that the chiyuv is midina, that the chiyuv is not just a knas. Kama shikosu b'simen shin pechest, imez chayv v'nayush n'shalem, aval ein choylek b'zeh. But on this there's no choylek. Even those who hold that it's a knas will agree that we can be done. Because this that you're not allowed to be done a knas in Chutz La'aretz is only a knas d'oraisa, where the Torah imposes a knas. But where the Rabbonim themselves have imposed a knas so as to be mesaken oilam, that clearly we can be done even today. So that the Vilna Gaon says there's it's true that dinei degarmi here, where the Shulchan Aruch brings dinei degarmi, he's going l'shitosa and l'shitas harambam, that dinei degarmi is chayv midoraisa. It's a proper nezek. But even those who hold that it's a knas would still hold that we can be done dinei degarmi. So the shach who says further on that it's a derabonin, he's not chaylik on the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Even though it's a din derabonin, it will be chayv. And then the Rambam goes on.
How does the Gra understand Sif Aleph, Chilek, where it says, the Mechaber says, "Kein kol knasa shekansu kakan kitakei lachaveiro kesoses chaveiro," cannot be done.
Those sound like Rabbana.
Because the Shulchan Aruch goes the Shitose that Garmi is Doraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch might hold that we can only be done things that aren't Knas. But according to those who hold that Garmi is Knas, you can be done Knas as well. So it would be a different type of Knas, a Knas which is introduced just to try and sort things out, so to stop people doing bad things, as opposed to a Knas. So the knas in Sif Aleph, I think, is a more established knas. So I'm not sure if we would say that those knosses are different. So he says, if you look at the sma in Sif Kot Malath, and you remember we looked at it there at the time, the Shita Sasma, that it's not really a knas. They called it a knas to put it into the category of things that we can't be done today. But that it isn't really a knas. So remember, the Sma said anything we can't be done today is considered a knas. But here we're talking about things which the Chachomim instituted so as to stop people doing bad things to one another and trying to use the heterim that we can't be done today to try and use that to hide behind. So they deliberately introduced the knosses so as to stop those behaviors. They introduced the knas for groma so as people shouldn't use the heter of groma to start causing each other nezek. And if we wouldn't be done those dinim today, maho ilu chachomim b'takanosom, then people would still be hiding behind groma. So I'm not sure if it's all cases of knas derabonin, or those knosses that the Rabbonin instituted specifically for tikkun olam. But according to the Shulchan Aruch itself, it wouldn't be an issue because all the according to the Shulchan Aruch, anything we've done today is not knas. But the Shach can't say that because we're done with the Garmi and it is Knas.
Does this take it outside the rubric of Shlichus Ayukei Avdinan? Because you don't really need it anymore.
Do you mean according to, like if we say according to the Shach that you can be done in a Knosis?
The idea that somehow we need to be faithful to societal structures and integrity of those relationships. You don't need a shlichus anymore. That sort of sits on top of all of it.
Yes, because the reason for the whole takana, you're right. It doesn't. It's not. How come that we've even done? The chachomim have the right to do whatever they need to do to keep society functioning. And that's not even mitam shlichusai kavyona. I think you're right. So with that,
there is a hint. Sorry.
Go ahead, Gershon.
When we get to Vav, there's a hint in the Ramah at the end of Hey, where he makes a distinction between Nasus Haksuvim, Nasus Shubayim Chachamim Liknos Me'atzman, Al Takanasa. It's the Ramah at the end of Hey. So we were looking at that when we began Vav, trying to understand if that's a distinction between Daraisa Knas and Darabonan Knas. And how does this compare to the Drabonans listed in Halacha Aleph? Sosra's Chavero, and, there seem to be levels.
Yes. The distinction that we seem to be making at the moment, and we'll have to check it further on, is that there are knosses that they did to be Mesakin behavior, just to stop people from doing things and hiding behind a quirk of Halacha to get away with it, such as Groma. So those things, as Aaron says, even without Shlichus Ayikar Avdinin, the whole purpose of those takonas must apply even today. In fact, when they were masaking them, some of those takonas might have even been after the time that they were no longer smuchim. But those takonas in Sif Aleph, as the Sma mentioned, seem to be of a different nature and theoretically not really a knas, but called a knas just because we're not done them today. So there do seem to be different knosses that the Chachamim instituted. But again, in the Shulchan Aruch here and the Rambam, we don't have to come onto it because they hold it's not knas at all. It's proper momen. And they would hold at the moment, and I see what you're saying about the end of Sif Hei, but at the moment it would seem that according to the Shulchan Aruch, there are no knosses that we do. And that's what the Sma said in Sif Aleph. We're not done any knosses.
It's money.
Hi, Garmi. Garmi is not a knas. What about Moser? And why is Moser thrown in here? And the Rambam and so the Shulchan Aruch also uses the word of v'chein. What's the v'chein about a Moser? So it's the same thing there because a Moser, there's a nice bach in the tour where the Moser is also only speaking. He's not. There's no Moser. But since it's almost definite that from that act of speech, Nezek will result, we consider that as garmi. So a moser is also a form of garmi. It's not a knas. It's indirect damage, but of the type that we can be mechayev, and since we can be mechayev and it's nizikin, we can be mechayev today as well. We don't need Dayon Eretz Yisrael. We don't need smuchim for it. And with that, we get a bit of insight into the Ktzos HaKoshim. Because now the question comes, so what about a father who withholds support from his children who are older than 6? So up till 6 years old, there's a chiyuv. If there's a chiyuv, then the children are entitled to that support and it can be claimed. But after six, there's no chiyuv, but he is causing them damage. By not supporting them, they can't support themselves, he's causing them nezek. But that nezek would seem to be grom, it would seem to be not even garmi. There's no maisa, he's not doing anything, he's just withholding. So if you hold like the shach and you say that there are certain knosses that you can do today in order to be misaken, the chachomim can counsel a person to support his children. But if you hold like the Shulchan Aruch, that anything we do today is not knas, on what basis could Beis Din force a father to support children? If it is nezek, it's groma. And it might not even be nezek at all. And if it isn't nezek at all, on what basis can you force it? You want to say you're making a knas? That's okay according to the shach. But the Ktzos HaKoshen is doche the shach in Shin Pei Vav. There's a long Ktzos HaKoshen. In Ktzos HaKoshen, he goes through every one of the shach's rayas and he demolishes them. So the Ktzos holds, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that Garmi is Doraisa and Moser fits into the same category. But what will you do with the fact that Beis Din can force a father to support his children? On what basis? So he brings the Mordechai and the B'Shem Avi Asaf, the Yecholim Akshav Lokuf Amazon is born of Uvenoy Savaktanim, Mishum Mitzvah V'lo Havi Kedine Knossos. This has got nothing to do with Knossos. Chachomim have it. There's a different way. There's a different instrument that Beis Din can use to force a person to pay up money. The one way of forcing them is to somebody claims from another person, they come to Beis Din Paskins, Beis Din can force Reuven to pay Shimon. Knossos, we've just said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they can't. But what they can do is Mishum Mitzvah. And we see that from Rava, the Kofal Atzdoka. That Gemara and Ksubis is quite interesting. Did you have a look at it? The Gemara and Ksubis.
Sorry, just a quick. Where's the halacha up to Tzedol?
Where's the halacha?
That of having to support the children up to six.
I've seen it in a few places. I saw it as I was going through here, and I don't even remember where it was. It might have been in a Rosh somewhere that we're talking about, that this Gemara in Ksubis is talking after 6 year old, that up until 6 year old is certainly a chiyuv to support.
Okay, so we've introduced a new concept called mitzvah, and mitzvah is never a knas.
Yes, so the Gemara says there's a whole question of a man who doesn't want to support his children. In the Gemara there. So the Gemara says, Ki av atu lekamed Rav Yehuda omalu yarod yolda v'abnei matashadya. Even an arid, is given birth, are you going to cause the city to support? Ki av atu lekamed Rav Yehuda omalu kofule astita b'tzibura v'leikum v'leima urvo boi bane v'hao gavra loi boi bane. Set up a platform in the shul and get up and make an announcement. Even a raven takes care of its children, and this man doesn't. So, using social pressure to get him to do it. And the Gemara says, "Ruva boy bana," and goes on. Ki av ata lekame derava omale nichalach de mitzani banech mitzdoke. V'loy omar, and Rava said, if you can't afford to, then the tzedoke has to take care of it. V'loy amaron ela deloy amid aval omid kafinen le al korche. If he has money, you force him to take care of his children. Says Rashi, Bal Kofa, lo yehe ela tzedoka ba'alma, va'afilu einan bonov. Even if it was just a tzedoka need, we can force him to pay tzedoka. Kol shechein for his own children. Ki hod derav a kafil rav nosan barami, va'afik mine dalad me'azuzi litzedoka. So we see that there is a possibility for Beis Din to be kofa tzedoka. Says the Mordechai.
That's the mitzvah.
That's the idea of the mitzvah. Says the Mordechai, this is not a knas. The fact that we can force a father to support his children is not a raya for the shakshita that there are knossos that we can be mechayiv. That's not a knas at all. That's another gedir altogether, which is forcing a person to be mechayiv mitzvah, which includes supporting his children. And it's interesting, I remember.
Where's the Gemara in Ksubis?
Mem Tes Amud Beis. And I don't know if we talked about it. I remember talking about it not so long ago. It's quite a strange thing in the Torah to say a father doesn't have to support a child over six. You can put the child out to work with it. There's no chiyuv. It seems so barbaric. It seems so strange that the Torah would have such a din. But Lamai said, once you see the Gemara puts it into Bichlal Tzedakah, it's an amazing thing because it converts it into a mitzvah. So now everything you give your children who are over 6 year old, you get credit for tzedakah. Whereas if there was a chiv to do it, there's no havamin in the Torah that we're not going to force you to do it. There's no havamin in the Torah that you can get away without supporting your children. We see from this Gemara that's not so, unless you're poor yourself, in which case the city helps you support them. The idea of saying that there's no chiv to support a child over 6 years old is not to get you off the hook. It's to convert your support from chiv to mitzvah, which is an unbelievable chesed. That means all the hardship of supporting children all the way through, from six till whenever, every cent you give the child is a credit of tzedakah. So think what that does to your...
Because it changes the dynamic of the relationship.
And absolutely. Instead of an entitlement, the child moves from, instead of being entitled to, I owe you nothing. What I'm giving you is tzedakah. If you, and as long as you're happy taking tzedakah, that's fine. Yeah. But there comes a time, surely, when you're no longer happy taking tzedakah. It totally changes the dynamic. You're absolutely right. Totally changes the dynamic. So what starts off looking as a barbaric halacha is a most beautiful construct of the difficult relationship between a parent supporting a child.
Being mekayim the chiyuv for the first 6 years is not a kiyum of a mitzvah?
No.
You're fulfilling a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to eat matzah. You fulfill it, you have a mitzvah.
Yeah, but I think it's a chiyuv momentous. It's like the child has a right to it. It's like paying your debt and saying, oh, that's a mitzvah. Okay, it's clear. You owe it. You owe it. You created the child, you owe it. You can't create the child.
So that's not us. And that's not a knas either.
That's certainly not
the actual claim.
That's certainly not a
knas. There's a claim from the child, you pay up.
That's certainly not a knas. It's quite interesting also in terms of child support. So in the case of a divorced family, and the wife is taking care of the children, wants child support from the husband. So there's no chiyuv. Beis Din would have to be mechayev al pi as a mitzvah tzedakah. It's very, very interesting. So I think that's the chiddush of the Ktzos HaChoshen. That even according that you might think that we who don't hold like the Shach, we who hold that every time we can be mechayev, it's because we're mechayev momen. There's no knas that we can be mechayev. You might think that we can't force a parent, a father, to support a child. Says the Ktzos HaChoshen, that's not so. Based on the Mordechai, supporting a child is a mitzvah tzedakah, and we can force a person to be mekayim mitzvah tzedakah if he can afford it.
It's amazing, Chiddush.
It's interesting because the first time we learned it, we said, okay, so it's not kedin knas. So it's, and therefore we can be kaifa today. I mean, is that the only Chiddush of the Ktzos to say it's not a knas? So you've expanded upon it now.
What worried me when I learned it is not so much what was the chiddush, but why did he put it here? Why does this din even belong here? Who's mentioned it? Where does this come from? It's just like from nowhere. It just doesn't appear anywhere. But once I understood the shatz shita, and I saw the Vilna Gaon, then I realized that there's chiddush and relevance in what the Ktzos says in bringing it here.
Right. And the idea of being kaif for someone to do a mitzvah, I mean, what Rava did is he took a man who had wealth and said, you have an obligation to support the poor. And then we have the case of his own children, Chomer. So we've now changed it. You have a mitzvah to support your children. And if you don't, beyond the age of six, we will force you to be mekayim the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the outcome.
Yep. And it's I don't know how many mitzvahs there are cases of kofin a person to do a mitzvah, even like with mitzvah sukkah and things like that. But I think that here there's another element. It's because of the social side of it, the fact that there are people in the
right
in the place that need tzedakah. It's a different kind of a.
There are two parties here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the famous Rambam of the man who won't give a get to his wife. So the Chora, that's in the purview of Beis Din today. I suppose, I don't know. Is that also, they can administer Malchus? Could be for him to do to his mitzvah?
Yeah, theoretically they can. You know, if the questions of a get Moshe and so on as to what, how far they're allowed to go today, but they... But there it's a little different. It's because of the fact that he has to be Yom HaYiratzani. But it's also kofin. It's also forcing somebody to do something and not hide behind a halakhic technicality that makes other people's lives difficult. Seems to
That's
be what it is.
Other people
And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, just before we go on to Sifkot and Hay, if you look at the Ramo in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes.
So is the notion of being kofet to do a mitzvah part of, like we were saying before, Shlichus HaKav Dinan, or is it an extension into sort of the social, setting up the social needs of the community?
Yeah, I don't think it's Shlichus HaKav Dinan at all. That's really part of the Chiddush of the Tzos. If it's Shlichus HaKav Dinan, it would have to be only in a case of Momen. Since there's no Chiyuv, this isn't Momen. If it isn't Momen, it's Knasim, and we don't have Shlichus HaKav Dinan. Says the Tzos HaKushin, you don't need Shlichus HaKav Dinan for this, because this is Kofin Alat Tzedaka.
But so there is no particular Chiddush then. If we already, in other words, if the Machaber and the Ramah already cover off that Beis Din has the right to set up social needs. So what is the Kutzos adding?
Where does the Shulchan Aruch say that?
If it's not,
where's the Shulchan Aruch say that so far?
Basically, that they could put people in Dinidui. They have ways of
recourse.
The Shtei Yeshivas, this whole thing here of sort of shaping society to
Menadim.
To comply with what's appropriate. At the end of the Ramah says...
Yes, but those are all...
Well, the Ramah at the end says, K'nasa she'boim chacham liknos me'atzman al tekanasam. That we don't say that Beis Din is now frozen with whatever was left from the Zman of the Mishnah and the limits... That came out of Shlichus HaKav Dinan, and that society continues on, and they can make tekanos, and they can act on the basis of the tekanos.
So you mean why don't we just force the father to do it bidin that they cancel him? I guess because there isn't such a knas. That koifin is not a knas. If it were a knas, there would be no mitzvah. And I think what the Ksos is saying, it doesn't get into get a knas at all. When the Chachoim cancels somebody, there's no mitzvah to pay the knas. You're forced to. It's a chiyuv. So it's a completely different geder. It stays begeder mitzvah. It's just that we can cope him to be mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not a knas shekonsu chachomim. I mean, your kasha is on the Mordechai, of course, not on the Ktzos. Your kasha would be, why does the Mordechai come on to, or the Avi Asaf, why does he come on to... Mishum mitzvah, the loy havi kedine knosis. Why does he say that it's a loy havi kedine knosis?
Yeah. Well, now we know the extent of it. Loy havi kedine knosis, not original knosis, not the later day knosis, not the chacham knosis. It's none of those.
It's completely outside of that group.
Right. It's a brand new category, mitzvah.
But what? Why don't we say it's part of the original purview of Beis Din that okay, you can't do knasos, you can do yerushos and suvas isha and mazik mamon when it's matzoi and all these things. And in addition, is not maybe the Mordechai saying that in addition mitzvah,
that was never
excluded.
Because what the Ramos seems to be talking about there are knossos that the Chachomim institute to be Mekayim, their takonis. So the Chachomim make a takona, yes. You've got to do A, B, C, and there has to be a consequence, otherwise it has no teeth. So the Chachomim, as part of that takona, yeah, say, and if you don't, we will be Mekayim, you X, Y, and Z. That's the kind of takona. But at no place did the Chachomim make a takona that a father has to support children over six. There isn't such a takona. There's a mitzvah.
But there's a derisive of tzedakah.
There's a mitzvah,
and
right.
It falls within there's
gedarim. There's no need for it. So
even without present-day takonas to shape society, this idea of being kofer, a father to pay, would have... It falls within the innate right of a Beis Din, which never got lost by smicha getting lost.
Right.
Why can't we say that this was part of the innate purview of Beis Din, that they had the right to...
Does Rova constitute the Beis Din?
Well, it's certainly after the time of Smicha. So when
Rova seems to be doing an independent act. It seems to be coming from another place.
Yeah, but he could be acting as the Rov, as the Beis Din. Meaning Rov is Beis Din. You don't need Shloisha for it. You don't need Shloisha. The Rov of the community can do that. Because it's not a din Beis Din. It's not a din Beis Din as such. It's kofa. It's really the community does that. The community is kofa through the Rov. But it's not a takonis Beis Din. And I think that's part of what's different about it, that you don't need any special right. There doesn't have to have been a takona. It's not shlichusayu kav dinin. It's just the din of kofin al atzdoka, and the makor for that is ksuvus daf memtes. It has nothing to do really with dinei dayona chutzlorets and smicha.
Now that's what I was understanding. Rova, the emphasis on Rova being exactly that point.
Yeah, that it's not a din Beis Din.
Not something coming out of Beis Din. Yeah.
Sorry, is he not simply saying that don't think that because we're being motzi mamon mishum mitzvah that somehow that becomes a knas because he was never really chayav.
That's what his father will say back, and we're preventing.
Since he wasn't chayav. He isn't mikra din chayev. So if I'm kofer alts mitzvah,
new money.
Maybe you'll say that's a knas. Comes along the Mordechai and says, don't consider that a knas.
Right. If the father
it's a third category. So the one category is where you pay something that you cause damage. The other one is where the Torah is mechayev a knas like kefil and dalet vehei. Then there are cases where the chachomim add a knas onto their takonis. And this is a different case altogether. Even though I'm paying something that I'm not chayiv, Beis Din, or the Rov in this case, the community can be mechayiv, they can be kofemi, to pay that. And the nafkamina is also that it's only if he's amid, it's only if he's rich. In most other cases is even if he's not. If he's got a chayiv, he's got to pay, he's got to find the money, it remains a chayiv. Here there is no chayiv. If he hasn't got the money, he hasn't got the money. You can't force him to go into debt to pay it.
Yeah, there you go. I can tell my children, if I don't have it, I don't have it. Tell the tuition committee.
Yeah, I mean, the whole education thing, there's, apart from all the problems with education itself, the financial model is a problem. And here's part of it, that really the obligation to educate children, leaving aside the limited chol, but the obligation is for the community. It's just that the first recourse is the father. But it's a community obligation. If the community can't support a school, the school shouldn't open. But we've turned the school into a business where the education is paid for by the beneficiaries of the education. But we see that's not really how it works. That the support of children is an obligation of the community. We just go to the father first.
Over there, presumably the schools and your shlichus of Talmud Torah. Huh?
Well, they say it's your responsibility to teach your son Torah. You're busy working, we'll do it for you.
Yeah, I guess so. So then, in the Shulchan Aruch, before we go into Sif Hey, just the Ramon on Sif Dalet brings Edim. So Edim come to Beis Din. They force Reuven to pay money to Shimon. Then they're found Edim Zonim. And for some reason, Shimon can't repay the money. So that we can also be done. Because that also is a even though Edim Zonim in itself might be Knas, we'll have a look at that in a moment, but what's interesting here is this is based on a Mordechai in the beginning of Achovel. It's that same Mordechai, I think, that we learned before. And the Sma says a strange thing. If you have a Shulchan Aruch open, the Sma says, Edim she'idu edu sheker, nire poshut the loikos of Moiram zal zel farish dina de garmi. This is not another example of dina de garmi. The din of the gamim b'fashin sham lekamas tifshim peivov b'inyan acher, elo le din b'fnei atzmoi. This has got nothing to do with garmi. This is a separate din. Kesov amiram. V'u me'amoi b'chad yeresh perek achoylo shekosvu le din b'fnei atzmoi. And this comes from the Mordechai in the beginning of Achivel, where the Mordechai states it as a din, on a self-standing din, that in the case of the Edim Zomim, where we can't return the money, we will be done. And that's called Nezikin and not Knas. The Vilna Gaon says, in Sikot and Kapalot, Edim, Gam ken mehai taima. So he's chilek with the Sma. I don't know where the Sma gets it. I looked at that Mordechai over and over again, and to me the Mordechai clearly brings this din as part of Garmi. If I read it to you, I just don't see.
Yeah, why is there a...
Sorry?
Yeah. You're saying the Sma wants to separate the halacha of the Rama from the Mechaber's din,
yeah, right, but it's not giving another example. So right at the beginning of Achivel, the Mordechai brings the Aviezri about Shlichusayu Kavdinen, and that applies in all cases of Nezek, to an Arba Shomrim, V'Shevis, V'Ripi, V'Ganav, V'Kinev, V'Lovikev, V'Gazlan, V'Edim, Zoymimin, Heicha Deloi Efshar Lahadure, Kegon She'idah B'Momen Aruvim, V'Nishayv La'Tet V'Shimon, V'Shimon Acholi, so he gave the money to Shimon, and Shimon has already spent the money, and he's got no money to pay back. Because since Shimon can't repay the money, the same applies to Amosu. Even though both of them are only dibur, it's clear that the Mordechai is talking about this as dina de garmi and as a further example of verbal damage. Just so we start with dina de garmi, we expand it to Moser, and now the Ramo expands it further to Edim Zomim. So I just don't understand why the Sma says that, where he gets it from, how he learns that in the Mordechai, unless he has some other girsa. I just don't understand that. And what the Vilna Gaon does bring is this Amachlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the others, where the Edim Zomim is a Knas or it's Momin. And Rabbi Akiva says it's a Knas, and the Vilna Gaon says the Loike okay. Rabbi Akiva.
We lost a minute.
Sorry, so the Vilna Gaon brings that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and others as to whether Edim Zomim is Knas or Momin. And this psak is Deloik Rabbi Akiva. This psak goes not like Rabbi Akiva. And that's based on the Gemara on Daf Hei and Bava Kama. Although he says afterwards that the Rashbo and Torah Sabai is customs like Rabbi Akiva. So there are two issues here. The one is this Nezek or is it Knas? And if it's Nezek, is it Garmi? So if we hold that Edim Zomimim, who've caused somebody unfairly to have to pay, and the money cannot be returned, if we hold that's Nezikin, then it's Garmi, and it fits into the Seif, and we will paskin it even B'dinei Chutzlaretz. There is a shita of Rabbi Akiva that it's Knas, that Edim Zomimim is not Nezikin at all, that the whole din of Edim Zomimim is Knas, and...
Yeah.
And the Rashbo paskins like Rabbi Akiva. So then this din of the Ramor would be in... The Rashbo would not hold by. But either way, to learn like the Sma, that it's got nothing to do with Garmi, I just don't understand that. So that's Sif Dalit.
Maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe there's a half a minute to split Moiser and Garmi. Garmi is one category, and Moiser is this... We automatically connected Moser to Garmi, saying it's verbal, and then it has an effect. Maybe he's saying it's not related to Garmi, and it's only related to speech.
Yeah, but he doesn't put the barrier between Garmi and Moser. He puts the barrier before the Ramo. And also the word V'chein, both in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, seems to link Moser to Garmi. So the Garmi and the Moser certainly seems to be one halacha based on the Rambam. The question is what the Ramo right. adds here and why he's adding it. Hmm.
Right, and in this case, in the Ramah, it says, V'hoitziu maman al pien. I'm trying to remember the regular halacha of Edom Zomim. Yeah, so you had to have a Gemara din, but I don't know if the fellow actually paid it out.
So normally we say Kasher Zomim. Normally say we say Kasher Zomim, the Loi Kasher also. But that's talking in the case of Misa or Malkus. Because once you've executed, you can't undo it. So there's a exercise that you're no longer require anything from the Edim Zomim. But in the case of Momin, where you can return the Momin, in the event that you're unable to get the Momin back, the Edim Zomim are chayav, because they've caused Reuven that loss. Reuven paid money to Shimon. Shimon can't repay it, so Reuven's losing. Who's caused the loss? Indirectly, the Edim Zomim. But that indirect loss is a garmi, and therefore we would be done.
Right. I see less of a havamini to call it a knas if there's a tziu mama.
Yeah, so that's right. Enough with Rabbi Akiva and others on Dafei in Bava Kamma. When the Gemara asks why...
Well, there he says...
The Gemara asks why is Edim Zomim...
no money.
Sorry.
In the Gemara, they say no money has been lost, and still these Edim are paying back. That's a right that it's a knas.
Well, that's a machlokes. So the Gemara asks, why is Edim Zomim not included in the Mishnah of Nezikin? So answers the Gemara. Edim Zomim de Mamoyne hu litni. Let's have it there. Sova lak Rabbi Akiva d'amar ein mishamin api atzmin. So our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva that they don't pay if they're moide. There's no moide, that an Edim Zomim is moide isn't chayev because it's knas. So Rabbi Akiva holds that it's knas. The machlokes is how we paskin. But certainly the Shulchan Aruch here would seem to be paskin, the Ramo would be paskining that it's a zikin, and that it's proper momen. And again, that's in the case of Mominus. It might be different in the case of, clearly it is different in the case of Malkus and Misa. But in the case of Momin, when Eid Zomim has been Mechayiv Momin, and if it can be paid back, then it's paid back. The Eid Zomim doesn't pay anything. It's only where Shimon could not pay back to Reuven that we say Nezek has been caused indirectly. And the chiyuv of the Edim Zomim to repay Reuven, that's not a knas, that's a direct damage that was caused. Reuven lost out money and unfairly because of an action of the Eid Zomim. The only question is that groma or is that garmi? Says the Ramo, that's garmi, the same as Moser is garmi. Both of them are using their mouths, a verbal nezik, yeah. So then the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, hey, אף על פי שדיונים שהם סמוכים בארץ ישראל אינן מגבין כנוסס, מנדין לא יסור, עד שיפייס לבלדינה, וכיוון שייתן לו שיר הרוי לו, מתירים לו, בין נצפייס בלדינה, בין לא נצפייס, we don't then care whether the בלדין says I'm satisfied or not, if they've given the amount of money that they could have got, had they been able to have a proper din Torah, then that's okay. וכן אם תופס הנזק שיר מה שרוי לו ליטל, אין מוציאים מיודע. And the same applies with the Nizak. If he's Tefes, we're not Motzi Miyodah. And this gets into a Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, brought in the Tosfos on Daf Tesvov. Remember, the Gemara on Daf Tesvov was the case of the cat that ate a chicken and the dog that ate a calf, just unusual cases, so it's a Din Kerin. And therefore it's Knas, we can't be Gover. But the Gemara there says, V'itop asloi mafkinen mineh. On that, Rabbeinu Tam says, in the Tosfos, provided you Tosfos the thing which caused the damage, and provided you're not Tosfos more than the amount of damage. And the Rosh takes him to task. So let's just have a look at that. So if we look at the Kama Daf Tesvov. This Vov on the base in Bava Kamma. First at the Tosfos at the bottom of this Vov on the Aleph.
Okay.
The itoch as loy maskinen mine, oimer rabbeinu tam. Dafke itoch as hamazik atzmoy kegun kele voashunne. From this Gemara, it's mashmer. The pashtus of the Gemara is that he's tofes the kelev or the shunra. We're talking about a specific case. Kelev or a shunra damages one of his animals. If he's tofes the kelev or the shunra, the cat or the dog, then ka'amad zeloy mafkinan. The bemazik ikilu chachomim shiyuchel lahakzik boy im lekachoy b'sha'as ahezek. If the animal's right there and it's causing the nezek, you can capture the animal and keep it. V'amidiach rini loy, but nothing more than that. Because if we say you can go and be tofes anything you want, and Beis Din will not intervene, he'll take his clothes, he'll take his car, he'll take his yacht. There'll be nothing at all because the dog ate his lamb. Because we'll say, I'm very sorry, we can't get involved. Doesn't make sense. So says Rabbeinu Tam, it just doesn't make sense to allow that. Says the Rosh on that. So the Rosh is in Siman. Siman Chof in the Rosh, in the first Perek. Simon Chof in the first paragraph of Baruch Hamer. So the Rosh starts off with Chatzi Nezek, that all cases of Chatzi Nezek are Knas, except for Chatzi Nezek Tzroris, which are Mono. The Afalgav, 4 or 5 lines from the beginning of the paragraph, Afalgav the Palgan is Keknasahu. We're not going to take it away from him. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Says the Rosh v'lo yacholti la'amud al dvarav. I can't understand what he means. You don't have to worry that if he takes more than is due to him, we won't be done. Yecholim beis din lodin k'desh yachzir la'amud. So of course we can get involved and force him to give back the additional. V'loy mikri dine knosis. This is not called knas. The first act, him taking the object, that's him dealing with the knas himself. Avid inish dine l'nafshin. V'bova sharek kvan nifro menisku betakonos chachomim shomri loy mafkinen mine. By saying loy mafkinen mine, he's already got the knas that he's deserved, als the nezek, his chatzi nezek, or whatever, he's got by that amount. So if the damage was 100, and Meikir Adin is allowed to get 50, because it's Kerin, and he takes something that's worth 200. So in that 200, his 50 is already paid. Now the problem is he's got 150, which isn't his. What we're now getting involved is a new case. You've now taken something that isn't yours. And therefore we certainly hold that we do get involved, we estimate the amount, and we'll establish it. It's quite interesting. I saw an important Shaira Yosher that's based on this Rosh a little bit further on, where the Shaira Yosher explains what the problem is with Knas. It's not that Beis Din can't estimate, or that Beis Din doesn't have the skills today to estimate how much the knas is. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just that knas is an oynish. Knas is not nezek. And until there's a psak Beis Din, there is no chiyuv. So Beis Din can't punish. Beis Din can only compensate. But all of Knas is punishment, it's not compensation. And since it's punishment, Beis Din can't paskin, and until there's a psak, there's no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. It's not like nezikin. The moment you cause damage, and a chiyuv is created, you've just got to evaluate how much the chiyuv is. But Knas is not created through the act of the damage. Knas is created by a psak Beis Din, which non-smuchin can't give. However, there's a separate din of avid inish din adanafshe. Beis Din can't do that, but an aggrieved individual can, even for knas. He can grab the knas which is his. Once he's done so, it's his, he's entitled to it. Now the problem is he's taken, so that's been paid. What he's entitled to has been paid. Now the problem is he's got more than he's entitled to. We have to get involved to take that out. So on that, the Darkei Moshe brings.
So we would say, in Rabbeinu Tam's approach is that until
you're frozen there. I don't know if you can hear me.
When the Nizak is Typhus,
you froze, but now I can hear you now. Can you? Sorry, you were saying Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. You said Rabbeinu Tam's approach was?
Yeah, how does Rabbeinu Tam learn in contrast to Rosh?
So Rabbeinu Tam sees the whole thing as one case. If a person who steals from a person who's Mazik, another one with Bekeren, in such a case, this case is a case of Knas. And we can't get involved in the case at all. So if we're going to allow the person to take more than he's entitled to, and then we'll get it back from him again, we can't do that. So we've got to limit what he's allowed to take for himself.
Compensating back excess that was taken is still under the gather of knas.
Yes, because the whole thing started as a knas.
It doesn't end simply at the tefisa.
No, because the Rabbi Tam, I think, will argue he was tefis knas. He wasn't tefis mormon. He was tefis. He's only entitled to knas. So he was tefis knas. Now we're going to take knas away from him. We're getting involved in knas. I think how Rabbi Tam. So then the Darkei Moshe brings a Mordechai, who brings the Rabbeinu Baruch, who says Benizke Keren Avdinen KeRabbeinu Tam Uvishak Knosus Avdinen KeDas Achokin. The Yochel Litva is called over. So the Rabbeinu Baruch says that in the case of Keren, he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason is because Keren, you're Meshalim Migufa. Sure. Because there's a din in Keren that you can claim, if there's no money, you can only take the guf of the mazik. But in other cases of Nezikin, there's a chiyuv to pay money. So since in Keren there's a limitation on what you can take, and you can only take the guf of the mazik, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam in Keren. Is what Rabbi Baruch says. So let's have a look at the Ksois HaKoshin. V'cheinim tofas, b'darkei Moshe
hi...
Sorry?
He calls it Shar Knosses. As opposed to calling it Shar Nezikin, he calls it Shar Knosses.
And the Ksois explains why.
V'cheinim... Meaning, by Keren is a case of Nezek, and then he doesn't say Ubishar Nezikin.
Correct. So let's have a look at the Ktsos. So let's have a look at the Ktsos, because that's what he deals with. V'cheinim tofas b'daikei Moshe hivi b'shem Mordechai derivo oso b'keren k'rabbeinu Tam uv'sha'ar k'nosus k'das achokin v'yochel litpus kol mili v'ayin sma uv'sha'ar k'nosus. So what are the cases of sha'ar k'nosus? Says the Ktsos HaKoshin, Hainu behema shechovla be'odom va'afilu b'shein v'regel. If an animal kicks another person, or an animal bites another person, that's a toldo of kerin. It's not shein v'regel, it's really a toldo of kerin. And it's lo shchichi. Kimuvua b'sif gimel. And in those cases, that's what he means, sh'ar knosis. So if an animal bites, if an ox bites another person, that's a tolda the kerin, but in that case, the Rivon, Rabbeinu Baruch, would paskin like the Rosh, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Uve tumim toma al ze, and the tumim asked, I don't have a tumim. The tumim is amazed at this, v'toan ze lo mishkachas dover hamazik v'shiye knas, rak bekerin. The Tumim says, what are you talking about? And I think that's what you were saying, Gershon, isn't that so? He says, Bishar Knossos. What are Shar Knossos? Where is there a case of Shar Knossos, of Nezikin and Shar Knossos? Says the question, V'lei Kashemidi, Kumoshi Kasavti. There's absolutely a case of Shar Knossos when an animal bites or uses his foot. So you'll say, but that's Karen? If the animal kicks or bites, that's Karen. So the only thing I can think, and the only thing I can think of is that this din that Meshalim Migufoy is a din dafke baki yigachsho. It's only if it's the av nizikin. If the shor is nogeach. If the shor it causes a chi of keren using something other than its horn, although it's a knas, and you're only chayav chatzi nezik, the same as the cat and the dog, in the case of daftes vov. That's not a negicho, that's a neshicho. But neshicho is still keren mitzad the fact that it's knas. But if I remember correctly, it's not meshalim migufo. Even though it's a tolda de keren, there it's a knas, and that's why, so he says, that's why the Rabbeinu Baruch holds, in that case, he paskins like the Rosh. Because the whole svara of Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, the whole svara of Rabbeinu Tam is because migufoi, that by Karen you've got to be mashalim migufoi, that svara doesn't apply with a dova mashune that is not negicha. And that's what he means, sh'ar knosis, and therefore the tumim doesn't get it.
So Shane Regal's not the avnezikin, it's the... Yes. Avnezik of Shane, it's the, yes. The soul of Karen.
Yes, it's not the Shane. Yes, because yeah. Shane Varegel is not Knas. Shane Varegel is so clearly many means. Afilu bis Shane Varegel, meaning that he chobla be'odom bis Shane Varegel. He's not taking that it's saying that he ate up the crops. Chobla be'odom, he damaged another human being using his Shane Varegel. That's still a Knas. That's still a Knas, but it's not Meshalim Igufo. Because Meshalim Igufo is
exactly. Where
did
you see that?
There's a tumim, Sifkot and Gimel.
What is he referring to in Sifkot Gimel?
Where did he say that? Oh, there. If I think of the Shane Varegel, Loshkish Kimavua Basif Gimel. So there he's talking about what's in Sifkot Gimel.
But I understood that as the Abbots of Shane Varegel.
All right, we searched through it, Gimel.
It's Harayza Dabu Matsu. It is Shkia.
Yeah, that's and Shane Varegel. But the reason is because Shane Varegel is Dover Amatsu, but if they use...
Well, notice he said Lo Shkichi. Shane Varegel Lo Shkichi here. So we were trying to find which one he's referring to.
No, I think he's just saying the Ein Matsu. Behema Shizikra Sa'adam Ein Gov Inisku Da'inim Shinas Mitzis Obipnei Shu Dover She'en Amatsu. אבל אדם שיזיק בהם חבר משלם יזיק שלם בכל מוכן וכן בהם שיזיק בשן ורגל הויל והיא מועדס להן מתחילוסו. That's only the case where they are מועדס מתחילוסו, which is classical שן ורגל, where they eat the grass. But if they use their שן ורגל, then it falls into the category of אינו מוצי. If it's אינו מוצי, you חי בכנס. And that's all based on the Gemara and Daf Tesvov in Bava Kama Daf Tesvov. So I think that's all he's bringing from Gimel, that what's kaveh, whether it's knas or not, is whether it's shchiach or not. Have I lost you again? Ah, there, I've got you again. Sorry, can you see me?
Yeah. We're back.
Sorry, so I think the only thing that I think he's bringing from Sif Gimel is the fact that it's totally on whether it's Shchiach or not. So classical Shema Regel is not Shchiach, classical Shema Regel is Shchiach. That's why it's not, it's Momen. But if it's not Shchiach, then it would be, as in the case of Daf Tes Vov and Bava Kama, that would be Knas, not Momen. So I think it's only on the Lo Shchichi Kemavua B'Siv Gimel that everything's dependent on whether it's Shchiach or not. So anything which is not Shchiach...
Sure, Nadia could read multiple.
Sorry?
About Negicha. The chiluk about it being related to Negicha or not, and whether you pay from the actual item, that helps fill the gap for us.
So I'm assuming that. I don't remember...
We really didn't understand how you answered the Tumim.
Yeah, I'm assuming that that's the chiluk, that although it's considered knas, it's different from the gicho because right. The mashale migufo is a gras akosu on the posuk of v'chiyigach. So I'm assuming that's the way that now whether the tumim is chelik on that and holds that all cases is mashale migufo, or whether he misses that, I'm not sure what the tumim thing is, but when the So this is the loy kasha midi chomoshi kasavti. This is no kasha. Then that must be how he learns.
Okay.
And that you see from when you look at the Mordechai inside, and you see that the reason is because of Mishalim Migufo. And that's why the Rivol says that he depends what he paskins like Rabbi Netam in one case and like the Rosh in the other.
That's very helpful.
So those are the two little ones. So next week, I'm in South Africa, but I think it's fine. I think we'll be able to learn fine at the same time. And we'll start working on Vov.
Very good. Good. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Save trouble.
Have a good day. Bye.